And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Tuesday morning. Coming up on our show today, we'll have most of the hour filled by some guests here from Pottawatomie County. We'll also be talking to Little Apple Pride here later on in the show as well. But as we get started here, we have three guests joining us via Zoom today from Pottawatomie County, including Commission Chair Greg Ryant, who is joining us here this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Morning.
Good to have you on this morning. We also have Assistant Public Works Director Lance Forgy on the call. Good morning, Lance.
Morning.
And Heather Gladbach, the Assistant County Administrator and Finance Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you all three on today and getting some updates here. Now, I've been away a little bit here. Haven't followed maybe as closely as I've been on vacation the last couple weeks, but I know Pottawatomie County's been busy here with all kinds of stuff going on, and thought we'd maybe just kind of start first with a little recap of the work session yesterday. There was some discussion on EMS staffing levels, and I don't know who wants to start with that. Maybe Greg, give us kind of a little overview of what was discussed.
Well, Hal came in. He's our EMS director, and he visited about the, and I don't know so much difficulties, but there's some challenges with the size of Pottawatomie County and our population spread out the way it is. It takes several stations to give us a reasonable response times to any type of incident that'll come up. So you have to have these stations, or we need these stations to serve the, you know, the folks well. And it's hard sometimes to keep that level of people and that level of staffing at all those stations. So ultimately, he likes to have 10 people on at a time, but occasionally with vacations and sick leave and training and stuff like that, he could dip down a little bit below that. So he wanted to make sure that we were, you know, good with working with that. And I think for now that we are. He does a good job with the EMS, and I think it's something to look forward to the future, to see if we need to grow a little bit or come up with some different ideas. But again, Hal came to us with that information and did a really good job of presenting how many calls they have and what types of calls that they go on, and the different stations and how they're staffed.
Overall response times, are people pretty satisfied with that as far as the public's concerned?
You know, I think the best judge of that, if you will, is I don't hardly ever get a complaint on EMS. And I can't tell you the last time that I have. I think we have a very good EMS department in Pottawatomie County, and I'm really pleased. He has a couple paramedics, if I followed along the meeting correctly yesterday. He has a couple paramedics on about all the time, and I tell you, those guys can do a lot. An EMT can certainly do a heck of a lot, and you know, a paramedic can just do that much more. So yeah, I think we have a great EMS over here, a really good group of people.
And that's, I imagine you have a little familiarity with that, having been the former sheriff. Probably their staffing concerns are a lot similar to what you see in law enforcement.
It is, and it's just, you know, with everything that's going on in our world right now, it's a little bit hard to hire for a multitude of reasons. And I think a lot of us think part of it is, you know, there's a lot of money out there right now that's coming from the government, and that's, I think, concerning when you drive down Highway 24 and you see, you know, a dozen or 15 help wanted signs, and you know, there's a lot of businesses, I think, not just, emergency services, but there's a lot of businesses that really need help right now. And it doesn't seem like that the pool to pull from is really deep.
Yeah. Well, and I know there's challenges to find quality help, especially in the rural parts of the state. And you know, you do have some areas like Topeka and Manhattan maybe to draw from a little bit there. But and it's not just EMS that's that has challenges there with staffing. I imagine you have a number of vacancies right now in Pottawatomie County.
We do, especially in the road and bridge department. There's a ton of I shouldn't say a ton, but there's several open positions, specifically like the truck drivers. And, you know, we had a wage study done again, I believe last year, to try to address that. And it's, you know, good group of people. I think it's it probably had a positive effect, but as far as making a big difference, I would say probably not. I think, again, the economy and the things that went on with COVID have affected that more so. Heather has a list. I did not bring my glasses with me. I did forget that this morning. So, but Heather can kind of go over some of the positions we have here.
Yeah, so since we were talking about EMS, we do have a full-time paramedic position open. A couple of our other positions currently open include a sprayer operator over at the noxious weed department. We have a personal property clerk and field appraiser position open at the appraiser's office. We're looking for a jailer recruit at the sheriff's office. And then in public works, we have a couple different options for positions open. We have some truck driver positions, general technician positions, section patrolmen. We are looking for some seasonal laborers during the summertime. And then we're also hiring for a public works administrator. So if anyone's interested in our list of current positions, you can see the ones that I just went over. You can go to our website, which is www.pottcounty.org. And on the home screen, there should be a tab at the top of the page that you click that says, I want to. And then there's an employment tab under there. That'll take you to our employment page where you can see these list of current openings and you can apply if something sparks your interest.
All right. Well, we've seen some turnover there in the public works department in the last few months. Greg, is that concerning to you right now that vacancy especially for the public works administrator has been vacant for such a long time?
Sure it is. That's, you know, that's something we would have liked to have filled rapidly, if you will. But at the end of the day, we've not had a lot of success at it. I know talking with Chad, we've had a lot of applicants and a lot of good applicants, but most of the applicants we've had have lacked hands-on experience in that type of work. We've had some really good folks with management. But again, it's a unique position because you almost need somebody that's you know, maybe got some engineering background. You need somebody that's got road and, you know, maybe some bridge, but mainly road building and stuff like that background. And then, you know, when you put 50 or 60 employees underneath them too, it's a pretty big hat to wear to manage all that. So we're still looking for that right person. You know, I think probably, and again, speaking for myself, you know, I think you have to be cautious when you just start throwing money at a position. I don't think we're quite ready to do that yet. The position does pay a pretty fair salary. So we'll keep looking here for a little bit and try to get that right person in.
All right. We're speaking with our guest from Pottawatomie County here today, and I might bring Lance on the program. Lance Forgy, Assistant Public Works Director. Lance, how long have you been with Pottawatomie County?
20 years. It'll be 21 years this October.
Okay. And from your standpoint, working in public works, maybe you could kind of give a pitch to maybe some folks out there that may be looking for a job.
I guess I could say
got you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I guess I can say always we're looking for work, and we try and be pretty laid back, you know, we just do our jobs and go home and enjoy each other and get along, and we're willing to train the right candidates.
Lance, in the training, that's a good point too. We brought up yesterday about is it the CAW Area Technical, the school out here,
MATC.
MATC, and maybe trying to recruit some and get some folks trained.
Yeah, I went to a meeting at MATC. They're bringing to Womego campus about CDL. They're putting a CDL course in there, and diesel mechanics, and I know they're putting in nursing and welding here in Womego. So maybe we can reach out to them and kind of help recruit back and forth through them as well.
Sure. Well, and it's no secret that the Public Works has a round-the-clock job there in Pott County. You got a number of roads, gravel, paved roads, bridges. You may have more bridges than anyone in the county or in the state of Kansas here. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but quite a few, and those need maintenance, and because over time those go in disrepair.
Oh yes, you find always find something in disrepair. That a lot of these laid up stone bridges and stuff are pretty well 100 years old, and trying to maintain them can be quite the task at times.
Sure. Well, as we go forward, looking into the next budget cycle, 2022, staffing, I know, is always a big part of a lot of folks' budgets around here. Is there anything that concerns you going forward, Greg, with the budget, or Heather, if you want to chime in on that?
And we visit about the budget, I think, probably weekly, especially this time of the year. And Heather brought up a really good point. It's a work in progress right now, and I look for it to be fairly stable. And again, there's much to be done yet. There's still some meetings with department heads and stuff to consider. Right now, again, with the economy and the way things are, I think the commission is being pretty cautious with going forwards and wanting to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And, to touch on something like Lance was talking about, he kind of has a list of some of the projects that we're working on and bridges that have been completed. But there have been a lot of projects taking place in Pottawatomie County. If you think about Green Valley area, the new turn lanes there at Crown C. And then, Lance, what bridges did we complete up in the north end of the
These are bridges that we're getting ready to start.
Yeah.
Contractors. So.
What bridges are those? McDonald?
McDonald Road Bridge, along with the Little Noxie realignment to start soon, which the Little Noxie Road will get a bridge taken out, and we will realign Little Noxie to go around and meet up on the other side of McDonald Road. So we take that bridge off of our list. Overland Road, or that's between Havensville and Emmett, on the McDonald Road, near Cross Creek Lake. And Overland Road, northwest of Onega, is going to be getting a bridge replacement. It will probably be this fall. And that's what we have for new bridges coming this year.
We got the Shannon Creek completed up by Olsburg. And then I think we did a couple on the Onega Road, right?
Tubes. We replaced tubes on the Onega Road for getting ready for the overlay coming here soon when Shillings can get moved in and get rolling.
But when those projects, they that costs a lot of money to do that. So I think it's important we don't get behind on those projects and we, stay ahead or stay even the best that we can.
Yeah, no question about it. Because if you get behind, then those projects can get more expensive, no doubt. We're right at 9:20 here. We need to take our first break. We'll come back more with Pottawatomie County guests here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.